Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Welcome back to the third and final episode in this little series that we are doing. So today on the 5-Minute Business Boost, I'm welcoming back Jess and Leonie from Sage HR Consulting. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you.
Woohoo. So today's episode is our final one. Bit sad about that. But we've been exploring those essential elements that make successful companies thrive. We have talked about creating a strong company culture, which was our first episode. We dove into building a performance culture. That was our second episode. And today's one is managing underperformance or bad behaviours in the workplace. Now, this one might be the most popular one of the three, ladies. Are we hedging bets which episode will be popular?
This is one
that I think this will, I think this one will be the most relevant for a
lot of people. Oh, and I think it will be a good topic to finalise the series. So we've been exploring the challenges and solutions that leaders face in building high-performing teams and successful organisations with Jess and Leonie. In today's episode, we're addressing a difficult but crucial topic. So this is around when performance or behaviours in the workplace are not where they should be, whether it's missed deadlines or poor communication, disengagement or toxic behaviour. It might be targets not being met, but these issues can have a serious impact on productivity and morale. And as a leader, it's important to address these concerns early and effectively. But how do you approach it without alienating your team or making the situation worse? So today, the ladies, thankfully, are going to explore strategies for identifying the root causes of performance and behaviour issues, how to handle these situations with empathy and clarity, and how to turn things around before they spiral out of control. I personally can't wait for this one, ladies. So let's go, ladies. How can leaders identify these issues early on? I think this is a question for you, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned in the intro, Sam, those common signs include missing deadlines or targets, decreased quality of work, an overall lack of engagement, frequent conflicts or changes in their attitude or their energy. These are things that need to be identified and picked up on by the leaders of the business. So what we would recommend is regularly checking in with the employee. So you've got to be observing the team dynamics, encourage that open feedback through those one-on-one meetings. Overall, employee engagement surveys are definitely a useful tool. But when we're talking about underperformance of a particular person, we need to be focusing on those one-on-one conversations and being comfortable in having them in a safe environment with that employee. So those conversations are most effective when clear goals or KPIs have already been set for that person and they can be referenced in the conversation to help them get back on track. So spotting these early signs lets that leader intervene before the problems really start to escalate.
Okay, so how then can leaders have difficult conversations with employees about underperformance or negative behaviours without causing defensiveness or damaging the relationship? And I think this one is a good question for you, Leonie. How do leaders do this?
Well, interestingly, it taps back into something we spoke about in the last session around emotional intelligence, because leaders need to approach these conversations with empathy, but they also need to have clarity around why they're wanting to give the feedback or have the conversation, what they want the ultimate outcome to be, and also thinking about what's the experience they want their employee to have in the conversation. So we talked about, I think just mentioned in the last session, SBI, which is a feedback framework, which I really love because it takes emotion and I know I just said emotional intelligence, but it actually takes heightened emotion out of feedback. So situation, behaviour, impact. We can keep really factual. We can make sure that clarity is given around what was it that occurred or what was the situation, what were the behaviours that we observed, and what was the impact either on the individual or others around them or the business in general. Along with that SBI framework, The other thing that I always talk with leaders about is make sure that you're using I statements to express your concerns. So what I mean by that is when you did this, I saw this, as opposed to globalizing our feedback. You know that kind, you know when people give you feedback and they say everyone, no one, always, never? Well, that can really lose its impact, but moreover, it makes the employee defensive or insecure. Who's been talking about me? Who's dobbed me in? So we want to make sure that we create that psychological safety that we've talked about previously. We have the facts. We know what it is that we want to get out of the conversation, and we know what the changes are that we want to see, either in performance or behavior. And then it's about encouraging a two-way dialogue. It's not a talking at the person. It's talking with the person, which means that we need to be listening actively. We need to be genuinely offering support. And we need to be working with the employee on solutions and getting their input into that. So when we frame the conversation as this collaborative effort where the aim is to improve or grow, we can absolutely reduce defensiveness and maintain the trust that we might have with that employee. And therefore, what we find in our experience is that the outcomes are always better.
Wow, that's really a nugget of gold as far as how to approach employees and getting that, again, that communication happening. Wow, okay. So once the issues are identified, Jess, what are some effective strategies for addressing performance or behaviour challenges and in helping those employees get back on track?
Effective strategies. So is setting those clear expectations or KPIs, providing regular feedback. You can offer training or different resources. You can also adjust and set some achievable goals for improvement for that particular employee. So the other thing that we need to make sure we do is identify the underlying causes of the issues. So they could be personal challenges, they could be skill gaps, and we need to be able to, as the leader, provide the necessary support or adjustments to help that person improve their performance. So regular follow-up one-on-ones to track their progress and celebrating those small wins can really also help them stay motivated. So we'll be providing a tip sheet in relation to underperformance that you'll be able to download after listening to this podcast. And that will be invaluable in just starting to set up a few strategies within your business that can help with any underperformance issues you might have.
Wow. I can't believe what we've covered in three episodes, ladies. I'm pretty impressed with your knowledge and your insights and the information. I've certainly learned quite a bit. I suppose what I want to ask is how people find you too. How do they connect? Apart from, I'm assuming your website, is there any other social media platform that people can reach out and find the two of you and Sage HR Consulting?
Yeah, there is. So LinkedIn, we obviously we both have personal profiles, but we also have a company page on LinkedIn. Good. And, you know, through there we promote, we connect with people, we put up ideas. If something changes in HR legislation, you know, we'll use that as a platform along with the website, as you said. Both Jess and I feel that it's really important for business owners to feel like they've got somewhere that they can go to ask questions. And so we actually offer free 15-minute consultations. And those 15-minute consultations, sometimes that's all an employer needs to ask a question and get a really simple answer. So if there are business owners out there that are having challenges with their people and they think that that might be helpful, then we'll make sure that we give you those links as well, Sam, but you can also find them on the website.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, ladies, what a series. Thank you so much for giving up your time and your knowledge. As I said, I've learned something, and I hope our listeners who come from all over the world, but I'm hoping our Aussie listeners, our Victorian listeners have got something or received something out of these three sessions. I think they will have. And I look forward to potentially chatting with you ladies in 2025. I think we've identified a couple of future episodes. Who knows?
We have.
But thank you so much, and have a fabulous Christmas, because it is coming up soon. And I look forward to chatting to you girls out in the real world soon.
Fantastic, Sam, and thanks so much for having us.
Not a problem. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.